A reading from the prophet Baruch. Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever. Wrapped in the cloak of justice from God, bear on your head the mitre that displays the glory of the eternal name. For God will show all the earth your splendor. You will be named by God forever. The justice of God and the glory of God's worship. Up, Jerusalem, stand upon the heights. Look to the east and see your children, gathered from the east and the west at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that they are remembered by God. Led away on foot by their enemies, they left you. But God will bring them back to you, borne aloft in glory as on royal thrones. For God has commanded that every lofty mountain be made low, and that the age-old depths and gorges be filled to level ground, that Israel may advance secure in the glory of God. The forests and every fragrant kind of tree have overshadowed Israel at God's command. For God is leading Israel in joy by the light of His glory, with His mercy and justice for company. The Word of the Lord. On this second Sunday of Advent, every scripture passage throughout the liturgy guides us to reflect upon Zion and the New Jerusalem, welcoming the coming of her Lord. Throughout today's liturgy, there is mention of either Jerusalem or Zion. In the Old Testament, under King David, Jerusalem became the capital of God's people, where He dwelt among them. In the New Testament, Zion soon became a symbol or image of the New Jerusalem, the Church. Christ continues to dwell until the end of time in His Church through His Eucharistic presence and through the Holy Spirit. Zion is the name of one of the hills upon which the ancient city of Jerusalem was built. Thus, the two words, Zion and Jerusalem, are interchangeable. We, the new people of Zion, welcome Christ as the entrance antiphon exhorts us. O people of Zion, behold, the Lord will come to save the nations. The Lord will make the glory of His voice heard in the joy of your heart. As we know, there are many comings of Christ. His first at Bethlehem, His last at the consummation of the world, and in between, at every moment, if our hearts are open. Today's scripture readings celebrate the Lord's liturgical coming. Christ is coming to His church as Savior, healing physician, wise teacher, and sacrificing priest. Advent is our time to prepare for this special coming. Our Savior comes to the new Zion, His church, as a healer. In Jerusalem of old, He performed many miracles of physical healing. Today, His emphasis is on our spiritual healing. He heals our hearts from ignorance, deafness, blindness, lameness, and stubbornness. Our Savior also comes to the New Jerusalem, His church, as a teacher of the law of love desired by His Heavenly Father. Jesus was sent by His Father to teach all truth to humanity. Through Christ, we are taught that all that is necessary for us to know about God, ourselves, our task and goal, about the world, that it came into existence and that it will pass away. Jesus founded the church to continue his ministry of teaching. Guided by the Holy Spirit and aided by scripture and tradition, she cannot fail. Vatican Council II has told us that Christ's voice resounds when the scriptures are proclaimed at the liturgy. If Christ continues to be our teacher, then we need to be his docile and obedient students. Again, Christ comes to his Zion as a priest. Jesus became human in order that he might offer his mortal body in a most fragrant holocaust to his Father, in atonement for humanity's sin. Thus he ascended the altar of the cross, and truly both as high priest and spotless lamb, took away the sins of the world. The greatest deed of his earthly sojourn was his death on the cross. In the Mass, our Lord desires to renew this mighty work of sacrifice in his holy city, Jerusalem. Each time the Mass is offered, the new covenant is sealed, not on the basis of law and justice, but on the basis of love. It is a sacrificial covenant sanctified in the blood of the innocent and immaculate Lamb without blemish. We are privileged to participate in this holy offering. And finally, and this brings out the meaning and importance of our Sunday worship even more, Jerusalem is our house of God in which Christ comes today and every day as healer, teacher, priest, and savior. The place where he gathers with us is the Mass. In the liturgy of the Word, Christ appears as the teacher. He teaches us by means of the scriptures and the homily. Let us accept it as Christ's own personal teaching to us, uttered by his very lips. In the liturgy of the Eucharist, Jesus is both victim and priest. In Holy Communion, he is truly our physician and our Savior, for communion is authentic sacrificial food and a remedy for illness. Thus, the Mass is the fulfillment of this Sunday's Advent message. Christ comes into his city, Jerusalem, as healer, teacher, priest, and Savior. During this newly begun year of faith, called for by Pope Benedict XVI, perhaps we might make a greater effort to attend weekday Mass and embrace Christ in his coming.